I find the spiritual shaman experience as I learn to listen alone within myself. I seek the spiritual shaman experience as a monk. I find the spiritual shaman experience as I learn to listen alone within myself. I seek the spiritual shaman experience as a monk. It's only as I listen alone within myself that I ever find what's going on in my world, that I ever find out what values I have, what things are truly important to me. Only as I listen within myself do I find who I really am. And therein I find I am the shaman. I am the shaman that lives within my heart. I am the wisdom that lives within my heart. I seek the spiritual shaman experience as a monk. Now, why do I seek the spiritual shaman experience as a monk? Well, when I think of myself as a monk, I think of myself alone. I think of myself away from the busy activity of the world. I think of myself completely separate from all of the experiences in the world that might lead me in one direction or another. Not that the directions are not good or bad, it's just that as I think of myself as a monk, I think of myself as being a totally content person, a totally peaceful person, a person who knows where they're going, a person who knows who they are, a person who lives as a peaceful, sensitive, caring being. I find the spiritual shaman experience as I learn to listen alone within myself. Now, how do I listen alone within myself? Where do I turn my attention to listen alone within myself? How do I think of myself as anything at all? How do I think of myself as anything that I desire at all? Anything that is good at all? How do I think of that? Well, when I become still, when I listen alone within myself, I think that all is quiet. There is no outer symbol, there is no music, there are no pets that want my attention, there are no sounds that draw me away from listening to the divine within me, the shaman within me. And I like to sit quietly and do this. Often I'm sitting in a chair in my house. And as I sit there quietly for a few moments. My cat will come up and try to get my attention, and then she'll realize that I'm not giving attention right at this moment. And she doesn't feel rebuffed. She just goes off and does her own thing. And Rex comes over and puts his head in my lap and says, "Dad, a pet from you is always good." And so I give him a pet, and then he goes and lays down at my feet and becomes still, even as I am still. And all the world becomes still. I turn off the outer. I turn off all the outer symbols, all the outer sounds, all the outer world about me. And I am alone, and I listen within. I listen within to the shaman within me. The shaman can be conceived of as the spiritual awareness within me. The spiritual awareness within me that says, all is good and very good. The spiritual awareness within me that says, hey, you're a nice guy. You're peaceful. You're content. Oh, yes. I have this activity going on within me, but it's within me. It's alone within me. And I'm listening to that alone within me. And I'm hearing it, and I'm knowing it, and I'm feeling it. I'm sensing it. I am it. I am peace. I am all peace. I am all quiet. I'm all alone. What are some of the things that come to my attention as I listen to the shaman within me, as I listen to the spiritual shaman experience? Well, what comes to me is I am in an ideal physical, mental, and spiritual body. I am in an ideal spiritual, mental, and physical body. It is absolutely perfect. It is flawless. It is divine. Now, as I think this thought from my spiritual inner self, being alone in my consciousness, as I think this thought, I feel so peaceful. I feel so alone. Not lonely, but alone. And then there comes a rising up in me as I sit in this monk attitude of peace and quiet and alone. It comes rising up in me and says, hey, you're wonderful. You are an ideal idea. You are the ideal shaman. You are the ideal spiritual master. You are the ideal. And I sort of look askant at this comment that comes into my consciousness, and I say, oh, all right. Why fight it? Why fight it? And I sit quietly, and I listen. And of a sudden, a certain peace and calm enters my being. It's as though I had finally gain the status of a full monk who has nothing to do but to follow his spiritual path. And to follow his spiritual path alone. To follow his spiritual path alone. That's the feeling that comes to me. And as that feeling is inside of me, I sit quietly still and I listen. I listen as the spiritual shaman in me speaks out again and says, it is done now to you. Walk the paths of life. Walk wherever you will. Speak to whomever you will. Live wherever you will. From this day forward, you walk as a spiritually illumined shaman. This day forward, you walk as your divine self from within yourself in your outer world. From this day forward, there is no returning. There is no going back. There's nothing to go back to. You just go forward in your awareness of your divinity. You are divine. You are divine. You are divine. I feel that peace because I have taken the time to be alone. I've taken the time to be my monk self alone, living without any other expectation or responsibility in my life save to listen to the shaman within me, the divine within me, the reality within me. The spiritual shaman experience is something very glorious. It happens to all of us. But if we're not awake to it, if we're not alert to it, if we're not aware of it, it can happen to us unawares and pass us by. And we just feel like a gentle, soft wind has blown across our consciousness, and we don't know what happened. Well, we feel it's very pleasant. And then we go on with our daily life, not thinking about how divine we are. And as we go on with our daily life, not thinking how divine we are, we just sort of live peacefully, happily, alone. I find the spiritual shaman experience as I learn to listen alone within myself. I seek the spiritual shaman experience as a monk, in peace, in quietness, in all that is good and beautiful. And it is done now. It is done now. It is done now. And I am at peace.